Today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, a bill to end resort fees is introduced in Congress. Disneyland's flex pricing system comes online, and we'll tell you how you can vote for the annual Freddy Awards.
You know, I'm sure everyone loves chocolate, and we have a guest from the biggest chocolate festival in the region, you bet. Joining us at 3:20, I can smell that chocolate now. It'll make you drool all over your radio.
I spent most of yesterday at the biggest travel show. That's kind of a visual, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I spent most of yesterday at the biggest travel show on the West Coast, the Los Angeles Travel Adventure Show in Long Beach, collecting a variety of interviews. We'll hear about unique Alaska and Hawaii cruises, a new way to sleep better on a plane, and free hotel nights on Catalina in the first round of interviews starting at 3:35.
Here we are, slightly cloudy but mostly perfect Sunday afternoon, my friends. Thank you so much for listening. We are the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks, I want a Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day. Give us an hour and we'll make you a smarter traveler right here on The Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark Hoffman to my left. I'm Tom Romano, and it's a pleasure to join you today, Mark. And first of all, I want to say thanks for helping out our KFBK news team this week. Heard you on the radio, I think it was Thursday, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, talking a little bit about Cuba.
Yeah, what was that about?
Well, the president is going down there, and of course, travel to Cuba has been in the news for a while, several years. It's been kind of building up. And here's something kind of interesting. Next week, you know, we've taken groups of people to Cuba for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Galloway's gone down there. He's talked about it on the radio. And
maybe the president can go with you guys. Go on. I didn't mean to.
Everybody had a good time.
Yep.
And but our people go on an upscale package that, you know, I will confess is a little bit insulated from probably some of the local stuff. So Clayton goes down there with a bunch of friends. And, of course, they have to have a set itinerary, just like everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're in the travel business, you have to have a set itinerary. And he wasn't on quite as upscale of a package, and he came back with some very different points of view than what the travelers had come back with, who had been in this kind of perhaps a little bit in a bubble. And Clayton wasn't quite as much in a bubble. And so we're going to sit down with him next week, and he's going to be on the air, and we're going to hear the other side, maybe, of Cuba, another traveler's impression, a different impression of Cuba.
All right. Well, we got a great show and lots of stuff to cover today, so we won't dilly-dally. Let's fire up the Travel Guys news music. Bring you Mark Hoffman with today's latest travel news, friends.
Hey, thank you, Thomas. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The Freddy Awards. This year's version of the Freddy Awards will be held in Las Vegas at the end of April. Guess what? Anybody can vote for the Freddy Awards. So if you go to TravelGuysRadio.com, you'll see a description of the show there and the day's show, and you'll be able to go down there. The third item down is vote on the 2016 Freddy Awards. So you can vote as a frequent or an infrequent traveler on all what you think the best loyalty programs are for airlines, for hotels. It's split up into different regions of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So you can vote on the ones that you know about and the places you travel to and not vote on the other ones or whatever you like.
And we will, when it's all said and done, we'll post the results at TravelGuysRadio.com.
They will when they come in May. And also in a couple of weeks, I thought it would be fun maybe one day for us to vote on the Freddy Awards, you and I, on the air. Take our listeners through that.
So I'm down.
Maybe take a shot at that. TravelGuysRadio.com if you'd like to vote for who you think has the best loyalty programs. Uber has taken a step forward. They have added motorcycle program in Thailand.
Okay, hop on the back of my motorcycle and I'll take you someplace. Let me see.
Well, I think that's kind of a stock photo there, but the plan is that they just started it up this last week, and they expect the demand to be overwhelming.
And in Thailand. Well, okay. Yeah, is there a lot of, here again, I've never been there. You might know, is there a lot of motorcycle transportation?
There is, and traffic is horrible in Thailand, especially in Bangkok. So getting around on a motorcycle is the way that a lot of people think. Think lane splitters in California times 10. Wow. So they're going to put on all of these, everybody is going to have, all the motorcycle drivers will be equipped with a second helmet, live GPS tracking, two-way feedback, and the ability to share trip details with family and friends. Add in affordable prices for rides, and Uber expects initial demand to be off the charts.
Very good.
Motorcycle rides in Thailand. Disney, we told you that last fall that Disney had decided that they were going to go on more of a supply and demand ticket when it came to prices for their Disneyland parks. And indeed, that is exactly what has happened. Starting March the 11th, you will pay between $102 and $124 in Florida. And in Disneyland, where's the prices here for Disneyland? It looks like slightly lower. For Disneyland, it will depend. There's going to be three levels. So there will be the off season, and then there will be the average, and then there will be the peak days like holidays and probably some of the summer weekends and things of that sort.
And so they will be posting or you know, publishing a schedule as to when and what the prices will be so people can plan accordingly.
Absolutely. And no different than when you buy an airplane seat. You go online and there are five flights and one may be more expensive than the other, which one may be cheaper than the others. The one that leaves early in the morning when no one wants to fly is sometimes the cheapest or the last one at night.
The part will be the curious, and I don't know exactly how we will find this out, but will in fact it be, you know, less crowded on the dates that you pick, where you go and pay less,
and or
will it be, you know, you exactly pay less, you'll go and it'll be even busier,
So we'll see. What they're trying to do is even out, and also I'm guessing at the end of the day that this is a bit of a revenue enhancement. I can't imagine that they would do it for any other reason. We have been talking about some legislation over the last couple months on this radio program that might endanger the way airline tickets prices are advertised to consumers. That many years ago, the airlines used to get away with some shenanigans, and some legislation was passed that made them basically put all the taxes, fees, everything on the price of the airline ticket and show you that that is the lowest available price.
Right.
So Congress has been up to some shenanigans this year, and it's the Air Traffic Control Reauthorization Bill. I don't want to get too technical here, but this was in a rider, lots of riders in congressional bills, and this was a rider that would have addressed this particular situation. The bill passed the House and went to the Senate, and it has now been sidelined, and they don't have enough support for privatizing air traffic control, which means the bill won't go forward, which means consumers for right now are protected. The legislation that came before is not in danger right now simply because of the way things work in Congress, where they basically mostly do nothing. So in this case, that is working to our benefit.
There you go. When doing nothing actually benefits.
Speaking
us for
of
a
Congress, a couple of other news items here that involve them. Try not to get too bored and fall asleep. This is an important one. Claire McCaskill, who is a senator from the state of Missouri. Claire has introduced a bill called the Truth in Hotel Advertising Act of 2016. What do you suppose that addresses, Tom?
Well, let's see. How about resort fees, et cetera?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Exactly right. This is the exact language that would eliminate the fees from the bill. No person with respect to whom the Federal Trade Commission is empowered under section blah, 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 may advertise in interstate commerce a rate for a hotel room that does not include all required fees other than taxes and fees imposed by a government.
Uh-huh.
So okay, That's pretty simple. I am going to be in Washington in a few weeks. It just so happens that Tourism's Lobbying Day is in March.
Okay.
And so when I saw this the other day, yes, we're all over this one. So guess what? There will be people who will be against this. The typical hotel owner and the hotel chains are supposedly not going to put up a fight because they're tired of people complaining about this. The people who will be against it will be the hotels in Hawaii, Las Vegas, Florida, the people who are benefiting from this right now. So it remains to be seen whether the independent hotel owners and their political connections will be greater than those of the consumers. Remember we had Travelers, what was the name of that Travelers group that we had the gentleman on from a few weeks ago?
I do remember.
Yeah,
I can't recall.
I can't either, but they are some of the folks who will probably get behind this particular bill. But the American Hotel and Travelers United, that's what it was called.
That's the one.
And the American Hotel and Lodging Association will probably be against it and tried to get it killed. But we will keep you up to date. And if you happen to know a congressperson or a senator, you might mention Claire McCaskill's bill to get rid of resort fees. Okay, and one more quick government thing here. This is another good thing for consumers. Legislation has been introduced that would allow online enrollment for TSA PreCheck. Right now, you have to go to an office and get fingerprinted and the like. This would expand it. It would allow anyone who is a member of an airline frequent flyer program to enroll in PreCheck and in order to receive expedited screening at the airport. So we'll see where that goes, but maybe an expansion of the PreCheck program is coming up pretty soon. So that's the travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And hey, just up the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every year they have a fabulous chocolate festival in Ashland, Oregon. Uh-huh. And we have a special guest. It's going to make your mouth drool. Coming up next here on the Travel Guys.
Who can take a sunrise?
Who can take a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you.
Oh, thank you, Luis. You are on top of the Travel Guys bumper music today. All right. Tom Romano, Mark Hoffman, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. We are the Travel Guys. Find us at travelguysradio.com. Got our website today. Melissa did a killer job. She's got all kinds of great stuff. And I'm looking right now at the one that says The Taste of Travel. Which is kind of, I mean, no, that's a different show, but it kind of is what we're talking about right here.
It kind of is what we're talking about right here. They have a, chocolate has become, there was a vendor yesterday at the show in Los Angeles selling handmade and painted chocolates and stuff. It didn't have anything to do with travel. It just was a good play, good venue for him to be able to sell his chocolates, and it looked like he was doing a pretty good business.
But if you wanted to combine chocolate and travel, what would you do, Mark?
Well, I think that you would head up to Ashland, Oregon is probably what you would do, and we have a very special guest. Joining us on the phone is Carolina Lavanino, and she is the head chief bottle washer organizer of the Ashland Chocolate Festival.
Thank you very much for hosting me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Our folks have been enjoying this little event that you created yourself a number of years ago to kind of help fill the low season in Ashland. Is that true?
Yes, that was exactly the reasoning behind coming up with some kind of destination event. And, you know, who doesn't like chocolate? It's women, men, whatever age, everyone craves some chocolate every now and then. And why not discover different amazing creations from all over the Oregon in one place?
Yeah, I mean, it really is a, our folks come back and just rave about it. Carolina, how did the Chocolate Festival come to be? I mean, obviously you said, well, you know, things are slow, you're a sales and marketing person, but still, do you have a love for chocolate?
It's really not my love for chocolate. It was really more the number of chocolatiers that are here in Southern Oregon that inspired me. I was talking with someone from the Department of Agriculture at that time who was visiting, and we talked about Lilybell Farms, the Goba Chocolates, and some other amazing artisan producers here in the Southern Oregon. And it hit me that we have amazing products, amazing artists working with chocolate. Why not put them all together in one room? I never thought that there would be more. First year we had 14 vendors, and right now we are close to 50. So, you know, I never expected that this would go to this size, but that's how it started. Just let's get them together and people will enjoy and celebrate chocolate.
Carolina, I understand that here again, not only do you have more vendors, but the number of days of the event has expanded. And I understand you outgrew your previous home. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this year is very special. First of all, we have expanded beyond Oregon products. So we have a couple of vendors from Washington and from California, which I am very thrilled about. We also had to move from our historic property downtown, from Ashland Springs Hotel, because we outgrew it, and we are now at newly renovated Ashland Hills Hotel and Suites, located just 3 miles from downtown, where there's a big convention center. So everybody will breathe easily while eating chocolate. And then we also added Friday night, which I am so thrilled about because there will be chocolate and beer pairing. There will be wine.
Wait.
Yeah, you
chocolate
heard it.
And chocolate and beer pairing? Is
Why
that what you
not?
Said, Carolina?
Yes, everyone always talks about chocolate and wine, and they forget that beer can go really well with chocolate as well. So we have a specialist, a woman, Ginger Johnson, from Women Enjoying Beer, who is an expert in beer and then in pairing with chocolate, and she's doing a workshop right then on Friday. It's going to be fun.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds like it sounds like a wonderful event. So it is next weekend in Ashland, that's right?
Yes, we're starting on March 4th, and it's going from 4 p.m. on Friday till entire day on Saturday, from 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 1, with a 5K run. So if you feel you're guilty of eating too much chocolate,
yeah, or you plan to be guilty,
run a 5K or walk it.
Tom, then, I think we're being hustled here.
Yep.
Yeah, it seems like this year we have an event for everyone because there's chocolate makers dinner on Friday. There is a tradition Mayan cocoa ceremony. There are workshops. There are chef demonstrations. We also partner with a local food bank, Access, and so lots of the proceeds will support that cause. And I'm really proud and excited about what we are offering. And just with the variety of vendors, you're going to try from truffles to barks to syrups, and just amazing different products that either feature a little bit of chocolate or are fully just chocolate and just going to be fun.
Mark, just like your trip, your bus is full going up to the event in Ashland. Carolina, I understand that your chocolate maker's dinner is sold out.
Yes, chocolate maker dinner has been sold out for quite a while. For the first time this year, we have this as a wine pairing event. So every single of the four entrees is paired with a Southern Oregon wine.
What does it
sounds
cost?
Like a weekend, Tom. Sounds like a weekend
it
where
does.
People are going to get drunk and eat chocolate.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. How much does it cost? And is there a package deal for 3 days, Carolina, that folks you can tell folks about?
Yes, so you can purchase a 2-day pass for $20 or a 3-day pass for $30, or you can go on those shorter days that are a Friday or a Sunday, and they are $15. So definitely purchasing a pass for 2 or 3 days is a great deal.
And you can buy all kinds of chocolate and everything chocolate to take home with you, I'm guessing.
Yes, if you are going by yourself or with your family member and you want to take some gifts home for those who are not as lucky, yes, you can leave with bags full of products.
Mark, this will be for you and your guests. I understand that there is actually you have a chocolate auction, do you not?
We have a chocolate dessert auction. Local chefs are bringing their creations.
Goodness.
And on Saturday at noon, we'll have a silent auction. So guests also can leave with a dessert.
Well, and if you've already planned your weekend for next weekend and you're sitting, Tom, I can see people foaming at the mouth. They're drooling on the radio.
Well, that's
here.
That's why it's a silent auction, because your mouth is full of chocolate. You couldn't say anything. You have to.
Well, and this event is held every year at about the same time. So if you can't go this year, you can just go find that bucket list of yours and add the the Oregon Chocolate Festival to it. Carolina, thank you so much. You're very enthusiastic, and you've been a wonderful guest today. And I'm sure the Sports Leisure Travelers will have a great time. Maybe Tom and I will come up there next year and do our radio show.
I really hope I can see you each year. We do it first weekend in March. So it's definitely next year, starting on Friday the 3rd. And if anyone needs more information, visit OregonChocolateFestival.com.
Outstanding. And we will put a link on TravelGuysRadio.com, just like everything else that we mentioned on the program here. So you can go there and get the link to the Chocolate Festival, too. Thanks, Carolina. Have a wonderful festival.
Thank you so much, gentlemen, and thank you. We look forward to welcoming lots of people from the Sacramento area.
Thank you, Carolina. Appealing to your chocolate sweet tooth. We are the Travel Guys.
We absolutely are the Travel Guys, and I am just jealous that I don't get to go. After She is so enthusiastic.
And you're the owner of this company, and you're not choosing to go.
Well, you can't go on every trip.
I know. What are you going to do?
You can't go on every trip.
Well, next year at this time, you know, maybe we'll take the travel guys on the road like we suggested earlier.
Our buddy Ed Perkins lives up there, so there's no reason in the world.
We promised him a visit as well.
We did. And, you know, I was thinking about going up for the opening of the Shakespeare Festival, maybe in June or something like that. But, We'll have to see about that. All right, let's see here. We got a couple of minutes before the news comes up. The Better Business Bureau has issued a warning: three airline scams that people actually fall for. This is very recent here. This is based on the last 30 to 60 days. So three things to kind of be aware of. These are pretty much all. Two of them are email associated. One is mail associated. Free tickets. If you get a letter in the mail. It's disguised as it says there are vouchers and all you have to do is to send these in somewhere or call some number or something like that. It's a scam. There are no free airline tickets that way. At very best, you might be stepping into a timeshare situation.
Right.
At worst, you may be giving up your credit card information and be about to lose your identity. Here's another one. Sweepstakes offers on Facebook. This is where you answer a question or you recommend the airline to your friends or something, and you're entered into a drawing for a sweepstakes or you're awarded a certain prize. All of the major carriers, including the derelict ones like Spirit and Frontier, nobody does anything like that. Yeah. So it's not possible to get a free airline ticket currently on any type of promotion that is involving a fill in, a recommend sort of thing. And finally, the Better Business Bureau says fake bookings. Be careful. Book with somebody that you know, somebody like Gwen Duncan or somebody like Michael Downer at my office, a travel agent that you know. Do not pick somebody out online that you've never done business before, because what happens is they interact with you, they book your vacation, except they never do book your vacation, and you show up and you've got nothing. So it really is three alerts from the Better Business Bureau, things to make you a smarter traveler.
Coming up after Dina takes care of the news, we've got a bunch of guests that Mark lined up and spent some time with down at the Los Angeles Travel Show. We're going to go to Alaska. We're going to Hawaii. We've got a device that will help you sleep comfortably on an airplane, as well as a trip to Catalina. All of that and more coming up as we continue on a fabulous Sunday. You're listening to The Travel Guys.
Welcome back to the Travel Guys, second half of a Sunday afternoon hour with Tom and Mark.
I just about missed our get back on the radio cue there. We were so intrigued with talking about what we were going to talk about. We were doing homework. That's what we do in between, just in case you wondered when the commercials are on. What does Mark and Tom do?
In case you wonder how it happens, gets on an airplane.
Nobody cares, actually.
He goes to Los Angeles. He goes to Long Beach. He drives 45 minutes in traffic. He drives 20 minutes out of his way to Knott's Berry Farm to get a boysenberry donut.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, boy.
And on Friday afternoon in the Los Angeles traffic, I did that.
Now, the Los Angeles travel show.
Yeah, travel adventure show, they call it.
Okay.
It was a good show.
Yeah, tell me about that. I know we did specials on the New York Times travel show. Compare the two for me.
The LA show was more interactive. In New York City in January, first week of January, you know, people are bundled up and the weather is going to probably be awful and you know, people are not thinking outdoors. But in Los Angeles, I mean, the weather was 68, 70 degrees. There was this, they advertise this as an adventure show. So you could try a Segway in a little controlled area.
Have you ever tried one of those?
I have almost killed myself.
I agree. Yeah.
But I'd like to try it again.
They're not easy.
And they had some other adventure things, you know, those rolling bubbles that the kids get into where you hang on to something and you kind of go down the
hamster ball.
Is that what that's called?
Kinda, yeah.
And so they had some things like that. They had cooking demonstrations. There's some pictures at travelguysradio.com from the event, but they had a cooking stage. They had a stage where Pauline Frommer and Peter Greenberg and Rick Steves and people were going to talk during the day. But there was just a lot of activity and a lot of, I mean, those shows are not cheap to put on, I'm certain. I think the booths were $3,000. It was very interesting, though, because there were people from Lodi and Fairfield and Stockton and all of these other places advertising, of course, to people in Southern California for getaways. And
a getaway to Stockton. Never really considered that.
Yeah. Sacramento was there with a booth, which immediately made me think that the Travel Guys should be broadcasting live from that show next year. You know, it's just something that I kind of thought about.
Okay.
All right. So anyways, we talked to a lot of people. I talked to a bunch of folks yesterday. When I go to these travel shows, I look at the list of vendors, and I walk around the room and I try to look for things that, you know, maybe you wouldn't hear about anywhere else. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can, a lot of the destinations and stuff, you can Google and you can get all the information you want, but little unique things, attractions and places that a special deal or something that might really benefit a traveler. So I found two cruise ideas, one in Alaska and one in Hawaii. So first, let's head off to Alaska.
James, folks on the West Coast have for a long time known that Alaska is a great place to travel, but you have a really unique way to see Alaska. You are the captain of the ship. Tell us about it.
Yes, I'm the captain of the Northern Dream. It's a 65-foot custom motor yacht. We have three staterooms. We only take six guests on our boat. Each stateroom has its own in-suite head. We have a private chef on board. We provide all the food. And what we do is we start out at Juneau, and we go around Admiralty Island. And we go to glaciers. We go to South Sawyer Glacier. We go to Dawes Glacier. We anchor in some unique bays at night. We have kayaks aboard. We usually put crab pots out so we get fresh Dungeness crab along the way. We do some fishing along the way. We'll see lots of brown bears, black bears. We see lots of whales. We'll stop when we see a pod of whales bubble feeding, and we'll just sit there and listen to the whales spout. We get so close to them, we can even smell the whales.
Sounds like a very experiential sort of vacation. You also, it sounds like in the off season, do work in the Columbia River.
Yes, we do. We transition the boat down to the Columbia River, and we do a wine tasting cruise in from the middle of September to the middle of October. And we hit museums along the way. We have a van that takes people out to wineries. They come back to the boat. We cruise up the boat. We cruise through dams going up the river. So it's and the weather's usually beautiful in the fall in the Columbia River.
Now, James, we're going to put a link to your website on our website at travelguysradio.com, along with all of the other folks that I talked to here today. Give me some idea of what the pricing is on this.
Okay, the pricing in Alaska runs about $4,000 per person for a week on the boat. That's all inclusive. The only thing you got to buy on top of that with us is your fishing license if you choose to fish or you choose to crab. When you go to the Columbia River, it's a little cheaper. It's $2,500. Fly into Portland, we'll pick you up at the airport, bring you to our boat. We do the whole cruise up the river or down the river, whichever way we're going, and then we'll take you back to the airport.
Captain, what is the best aspect of traveling with a group of six people and the captain in a small boat on America's rivers?
Well, you know what I always say, they come on as guests and they always leave as friends.
I tell you, being able to do something like that with just a small group just sounds fantastic. It does.
I mean, not cheap, $4,000. I mean, but to take three couples or something and have, I mean, you're going to spend $1,500 to $2,000 to go on haul in America for a week. So, you know, if you had the money, why? Northern Dream Alaska Yacht Charters is the name of it. And there is a link. There's a link to all this stuff at travelguysradio.com. And I will tip you off. There are links even to the interviews that you won't hear until next week. So if you go there, you can see all of the stuff that we had. So that's an Alaska cruise, six people. Mm-hmm. Or you could go on the Columbia River in the fall. The wine tasting thing kind of sounded like fun, too. It might be a little warmer and a little less bumpy, but that sounded like fun. So we found a unique cruise in Alaska, and right across the aisle were the folks from Hawaii. And I saw the lady from the cruise on Kauai, this was. Mm-hmm. And Holo Holo Charters, they take people. Now, in Hawaii, Tom, there's one island that people don't go to. It's privately owned. And well, actually, there's two now. Lanai is owned by the guy from Oracle, but Niihau was owned by the Dole Pineapple Company for many years, and it's still privately owned, and only purebred, pure Hawaiians. I don't know all of the rules, but you have to. There's restrictions on who can go there, and even from a tourist standpoint. So this cruise group on Kauai has a cruise that will take you out to Niihau. And some other really great cruise products on the island of Kauai, which is making a huge comeback. So let's hear about their signature tour to Niihau.
Our signature tour takes you out to the Forbidden Island of Ni'ihau. We're the only boat tour company that offers this tour daily. And the purpose and the reason we go there is because no one's permitted to go on shore.
Right.
The island is mysterious and it's been off limits to visitors, even Kama'aina alike. Unless you're pure-blooded Hawaiian, you're not going to live there.
Kama'aina, local folks.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But our boats are specialized for this tour.
So you go out, how long does it take to get out there from Kauai?
When I say an all-day trip on our Ni'ihau and the Pali Super Tour, you're looking at a seven-hour day. And it begins in the morning at check-in around 6:30 in the morning. We provide a continental breakfast for you, a beautiful sunrise, Kauai sunrise, as we journey up north to the northwest coast where the famous Napali coast is. You will experience the majesticness of that incredible historic coastline.
And you can only see that really by from the air or by a boat because there's
exactly.
no roads to get over there.
Exactly. So the perspective from sea is, think of the ancient Polynesians and how they discovered the islands. That is what we're providing for
That's
you
what you're
on
about.
Modern day
wow,
catamarans.
Wow, wow. That sounds really cool. This is Holo Holo. What's the name mean?
Holo Holo means let's go for a ride, excursion, or sail.
Okay, okay, so let's go. And you're on Kauai. What does this cost?
The cost is very reasonable. I want to say it's one of the best values. Let's say a helicopter costs you $250.
Yeah.
Out the door per person is $207 and some change.
Okay.
Yes, and I want to say, you know, we are the best of the best because one of the things that you mentioned about Kauai products is one of our pride and joys because our boats are custom built on Kauai. We're the only boat tour company that builds their entire fleet.
How cool is that?
It is very cool. That's what happens when you marry a sailor.
Well, and Kauai, just for the benefit of our listeners, we will put a link to your website on Travel Guys Radio. So if you're listening and you want to know more about the Holo Holo cruises on Kauai or the trips over to Ni'ihau, why you can find out from us there. But Kauai really is it is the best island. You have to put up with a little bit of rain, but that's what makes it so beautiful.
Without the rain, we don't have rainbows and waterfalls.
Ain't that the truth? I tell you, Holo Holo, Mark.
Holo Holo, yeah.
Let's go for a cruise or a
Doesn't
sail.
Doesn't that sound like cool?
I remember that phrase.
I love going places that no one else ever gets to go.
Forbidden
Island.
That you can't actually go to.
Yeah, no.
We'll drive around it.
Well, no, you can't go on the island.
Right.
Because
but you
it's
can get
forbidden.
Close, yeah.
You can, and you can, you know, see it looks probably like every other Hawaiian island, but nonetheless, it's an adventure. You know, I thought it sounded like a lot of fun, and they build their boats on Kauai. So it's, and when she talks about, when Marcy was talking about, that was Marcy Millette, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And when Marcy was talking about that, it's because people in Hawaii are very proud of the things that they create there and the things that they do there. And it's probably something that could slop over to the mainland. It wouldn't hurt us all any. But they have a great pride in the products that they create.
Do you get motion sickness on the ocean in medium small boats?
Medium small boats, yes.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's one of the.
But this is a 65-foot catamaran, so that's kind of the dividing line for me. Catamarans also are more stable.
But there are you know motion sickness stuff you can take. I've done that.
And yeah,
that does help. But it's always been my fear of a lot of stuff in regards to getting out into the ocean if the boat is too awfully small and
approximately
can kind of spoil it.
Approximately 30% of the population has motion sickness issues. So it's not that's certainly not
holo,
not
holo.
Surprising.
Let's go.
So those are two pretty cool cruises. I think
absolutely.
Yacht cruise in Alaska. And those were the neatest. I mean, there was all kinds of European river cruises, and the big cruise lines had all of their booths and stuff like that. But that was something different. So speaking of something different.
Yes.
Last week, I said that I was going to interview with the guy with the sleep on the airplane, the thing, the sleep on the airplane thing.
Right, right.
And you said, Yeah. Oh, it's what did you say?
Well, you know, I think actually we were on the either in the studio or on the phone, and I says, well, you know, I've had this idea for a long time. I hope it's not the thing that you like put on your face or your head, and it has an elastic band that stretches over the back of the seat so that it holds your head in place. Because I would be real upset.
And I got down there, and the guy started showing me what the product was, and I started laughing out loud because it bore a distinct resemblance to the description that you had given the previous week. So when we come back. We are going to tell people about Go Sleep.
Not any longer.
And tomorrow, when I fly on the airplane to Denver in the morning, I am going to have this with me, and we are going to find out, because at 5:30 in the morning, first thing I do is get on a plane and go to sleep.
Okay.
So we will find out if this works tomorrow. And then we also have a great deal at a hotel on Catalina Island, a free night stay. I mean, a legitimate free night stay. We'll tell you all about that on the last segment of the Travel Guys, coming up next.
Bring me. Yeah, Mr. Sandman. We're always looking for Mr. Sandman when we have those long flights and you're trying to get comfortable. And I think there's something about just being on the plane and the hum of the engine and all just kind of, you know, takes you to the womb. And next thing you know, I get drowsy a lot of times.
Or maybe not.
Yeah, on the plane. I don't know. We are the Travel Guys, Mark and Tom, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark spent a day or two down at the Los Angeles Travel Show. What do they call it?
Los Angeles Travel Adventure
Show. Adventure Show. And we've got a couple of interviews still left for this segment. And we're going to talk about my invention that somebody stole. You know, I think everybody to the person has thought of something that, you know what, if I wish somebody would make a so-and-so to do such-and-such.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we never act on it. And then one day, you see it in the store.
Yeah.
You see it on TV.
Uh-huh.
And then you go.
The funny thing is, you pretty much described what this was going to look like before I had even seen it. And this gentleman's name is Tom Pazzali.
Oh, Tom. Yeah.
Tom Pazzali. It sounds like perhaps it might be a little bit, there might be some Italian in there.
Not Tom Romano.
No, not Tom Romano, but pretty close. So I asked Tom Pazzali, who is from Go Sleep at the travel show yesterday, I asked him to explain to me how this works.
It's funny how when you block out the unwanted light and then you put this mask on, you somehow get transformed into a relaxed state. And before you know it, everyone who wears it tells me, I was asleep within 5 minutes.
Okay, so how did you come up with this? How did you invent this?
Well, we manufacture all made in the USA. I want to give Americans jobs. I thought, well, it's very simple. We just put a mask together, find some kind of a stretchy cord that fits nicely behind the headrest, that doesn't interfere with anyone. And the pillow, being luxurious and comfortable and cool, goes behind your neck, and voila, there you are.
Okay, so show me one of these here while we're.
I'd love to.
I would love to be able to have an opportunity to take a look at what one looks like. Tom, here we're.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna go right at it. Okay.
And we're gonna give you this one as well.
Oh wow.
This is our signature Go Sleep travel kit.
If it works, I will be your biggest advertiser. I guarantee you on running around the country. This is the theater of radio now.
Here we go.
So it's a pillow. It's black.
Right.
And it's a pillow. If you go to travelguysradio.com, we're going to have a picture of this for you so that you can kind of see what we're talking about here.
Feel how soft that is.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Oh, it is. It's very nice.
And imagine this behind your neck, Mark. So if this is behind your neck,
okay.
Feel how comfortable that is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
So now you're sitting in the airplane seat. This is behind your neck. We'll put this for now.
You've always got that
empty
space. I don't know
space.
About you, but I'm 5'7" and a half, and so the headrest never comes to the right spot.
Exactly.
For me.
There's an empty space in between here.
Okay.
Yeah, please, Mark.
I'm sitting now in what looks like an old Pan Am airline seat.
And we have the lovely Pan Am girls because our first licensing deal was with Pan Am brands. They've been amazingly good to us, and with their help, we're launching all over the world.
Cool. Okay, so now, Tom, they're going to put this mask on me. Take my glasses off
and
here.
Actually, I'll have you do it. Watch this.
Okay.
Well, actually, we'll do it with you.
All right.
So we just simply go like this over your head and put this behind the headrest, and then let me give it a little adjust. Boom.
So this
and
kind
we
of.
We are now ready. See you. There you go. Now lean forward a bit. Where's the pillow?
The pillow has fallen a little bit. There we go. Okay. Now we're just about in.
Now, can you imagine that 3 o'clock call time?
Yeah.
Now on the airplane, And now you're relaxed and everyone around you has disappeared and you are now in a Zen place.
The everyone around me has disappeared part is the place I like the best, I think. So where can people get one of these?
Well, you can get it at www.gosleepusa.com.
Okay.
And it's $64.95.
Okay. And so we will put a link on travelguysradio.com. So all you have to do if you're listening is go to our website and we'll have the links to all the folks that we're talking to today. And I'm going to try this out on a trip on Monday. I'm going to send you an email and let you know what I think, but I'll also tell our listeners what I thought next week.
I can't wait. I'm excited. You're going to love it, I'm sure.
I wanted to make sure our listeners knew. We mentioned it there during that little piece of the interview. But again, if you go to travelguysradio.com, there's just a whole bunch of good photos of all the items that we're talking about. And this particular item one will help a lot if you get a chance to see it. There's like three photos of it. And my favorite part is the guys that put it together, he was smart enough to actually put his logo, Go Sleep, right in between your eyes on the mask that you wear, so that the people that see it with you when you're wearing it, number one, clearly recognize that you do not want to be disturbed, and then he gets to promote his Go Sleep product. So you check it out. I mean,
well, he had me. I mean, it is a good idea, but he had me right up until the $64.95 part.
Yeah,
that seems like a little much for this little pillow. That is, I mean, it's a very soft and a very nice pillow, I'm sure. Well, I'm going to try it tomorrow.
Give it a try.
I'm going to try it, and we will find out next week how it works and whether or not it strangled me or not.
Okay, I was going to just basically do a. Create my own using a sports headband and a bungee cord.
You asked about a tall person too, and a disclaimer. He actually told me that a guy that was like 6'7" tried to use it and it didn't work for him. So if you're too short or too tall, because the band has to be able to go around the headrest on the top of the airline seat. So there you go.
Yeah, and if you're a foot and a half above that, the mechanics just won't work out for you.
You ever been to Catalina Island?
I have not, and I don't know why. You know, I've been down to that area quite a bit, I just have never taken the 26 miles across the sea.
Let me just tell you, Mark Milan, who is a hotelier in Catalina, I call him Catalina Mark. He has a great deal for our listeners.
Oh, yes, I do. This is the perfect time. It's like summer's lasted all winter long this year. It's the perfect time to come to Catalina. I own two hotels. The historic Hermosa Hotel has a special right now that will give you a free night lodging just to come over.
Okay, wait a minute. Now, explain how that, because folks are going to hear this and they're going to say, wait a minute, there must be a timeshare catch or something to this. So explain how that works.
Yeah, it's not. It's just a straight deal. And this is what it is. You call the hotel. We book your boat at the regular price. No service fees or ticket charges. None of that malarkey. And then we'll comp you the night lodging.
Wow, that sounds like pretty cool. Of course, most people don't come to Catalina for only one night.
Well, if they want a second night, I'll give them the family deal.
There you go. Okay. Mark, tell me a little bit about Catalina. Is a wonderful destination. It's always been very popular with my travelers. Tell me a thing or two, something new, something different, something exciting on Catalina.
You don't need to spend a lot of money. When you come to Avalon, you can hike. It's a beautiful hike, 2.5 hours round trip from door to door, and you can see the ocean on both sides of the island from the top. It's a really nice hike that virtually anyone can accomplish.
26 miles across the sea, Catalina Island, and a special deal for you if you allow Mark to book your boat tickets out to the island, you can get a free night's accommodation.
Well, there you go. It's all at travelguysradio.com. Mark?
Absolutely. Hey, let's see. We have a sports leisure vacations lucky listener.
Listener winning. Anyway, that's a combination of the word winning and listener all together.
First time on the radio. This is a $200 prize this week because we didn't have a winner last week. Gene Kawano is our winner. Kawano went to see Dirty Dancing with Sports Leisure Vacations last week. And so if you're listening, Gene, call our office Monday or Tuesday, claim a $200 travel card for a prize. Save the best for last. We have a couple things on our website you might want to take a look at. They're kind of cool. There are some snow monkeys from Japan, and I'm not even going to try to say the name of the place where they're from, but they are. It's pretty cool. I mean, if you like nature, you like animals, you're going to like it. And then there's a shot, a video time-lapse video of a 787 Dreamliner being built that Tom has been fascinated with.
This is great. They're building a 787-9 Dreamliner time-lapse, and I mean, it is so cool to watch.
TravelGuysRadio.com, along with links to everything we have talked about on the show from the Los Angeles Travel Adventure Show yesterday. All right, next week, we have some more interviews still.
Trans-Siberian train trips?
Absolutely. We're going to talk to folks. We're going to tell the ladies, Dina, you would probably be interested in this, is there's a travel bra, and you can actually put your passport not in it, but sort of with it. It's pretty cool.
I wear a necklace when I travel. You know, the necklace with you could put the pamphlets in and your passport. So that would be even more secretive.
Well, we're going to have an interview. We're going to talk about that next week. We're going to take you on a train trip from Russia to China and a bunch of other cool things. Plus, Clayton Whitehead will be here to talk about Cuba.
Be listening during the week for Mark's travel tip of the week, brought to you by the Travel Guys and Sports Leisure Vacations. In the meantime, you all have a wonderful week. Stay safe. We'll see you next time.